darkest apparel. Their host floated near the southern wall, seldom withdrawing his gaze from the distance. His preoccupation was obsessive. Out there, many miles away but visible from that great height, lay a vast, flat expanse. It shimmered. It was as white as the corpse of an old dead sea. The visitors thought his fear and fixation dangerously obsessive, if it was not feigned, if it was not the fulcrum of an obscure and deadly stratagem. But it was impossible not to be impressed by the magnitude of the defenses he had raised. The fortress had been 17 years in the building, and was not yet more than 2/3 completed. The small one, the female, asked,
"It's quiet out there now."
She spoke the language that was emblazoned upon the fortress walls.
"It's always quiet during the day, but come the night,"
fear and hatred blackened the air. He blamed them for his dire circumstances. They had mined the shadows and awakened the terror, and then they had left him to face the consequences alone. He turned.
"You have failed. You have failed and failed and failed. The Radisha went north without inconvenience. They sailed through the swamps like vengeance itself, so easily she never had to lift a finger. They go where they will and do what they will without peril, so blithely sure they don't even notice your meddling. And now they and she are on your marches, conjuring mischief there. So you come to me."
"Who could have suspected they would have a great one as companion? That one was supposed to have perished."
"Fool! Was he not a master of change and illusion? You should have known he was there waiting for them. How could such a one hide?"
"Did you know he was there and failed to inform us?" the female mocked.
He whirled back to the window. He did not answer. He said,
"They are on your marches now. Will you deal with them this time?"
"They are but 50 mortal men."
"With her, and the Great One."
"And we are 4, and we have armies. Soon the rivers will go down. 10,000 men will cross the main and obliterate the very name of the Black Company."
A sound came from the one at the window, a hissing that grew up to become cold, mocking laughter.
"They will. That has been tried numberless times. Numberless. But they endure. For 400 years they have endured. 10,000 men. You joke. 1,000,000 might not suffice. The Empire in the North could not exterminate them."
The three exchanged glances. Here was madness. Obsession and madness. When the threat from the North was expunged, perhaps this one ought to follow it.
"Come here," he said. "Look down there, where that ghost of an old road winds through the valley up toward the brilliance."
Something turned and coiled there, a blackness deeper than that of their apparel.
"You see that?"
"What is it?"
"My shadow trap. They come through the gateway you breached, the great old strong ones. Not the toys you drew into your services, these. I could loose them. I might, if you fail again."
The three stirred. He had to go, for certain. He laughed, reading their thoughts.